Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, wishing all of you tuning in tonight across the country a very happy new year. Remember, we absolutely love hearing from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. You can always email the show. I hear from you guys, Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. We are visiting with one of always our favorite guests, that is three-time national champion at the University of Nebraska, the great Jason Peter. And Jason, before we went to commercial break, we were talking about one of the all-time greats at the University of Nebraska, Ndamukong Suh, and of course him being able to overturn that suspension. So, give us a quick hit on and preview on Sunday's game with the Lions and the Cowboys. How do you see this playing out?
Well, I think it's huge, number one, that Ndamukong is playing, because the area that is different with the Cowboys, and I think it's the position that has them in the position that they are currently and really throughout the season, is the offensive line. And it's, if you're a Cowboys fan, I think you got to be thrilled, because if you're sound from tackle or from tight end to tackle, and you have players there, good young players, you can be good for a while. You know, you think back to the great Cowboys teams in the 90s, you know, and the late 80s, and that was the offensive line. I mean, it was, you know, the Nate Newtons and the Eric Williams and the Stipnoskis and all of those guys. I mean, that was the reason. That was the heart and soul. Certainly you had, you know, the Michael Irvins and the Aikmans and you know, they're the superstars. But the reason that franchise was good for as long as it was because the offensive line and Dallas feels like they've got something good down there on that defensive line, or on that offensive line. And, you know, you follow that up with DeMarco Murray, and, you know, Tony Romo is playing well, and seems like, you know, maybe the back isn't as big of an issue anymore. But here you are, you know, and getting back to Ndamukong, and now, you know, this is going to be a real test here, because Detroit is the best part of Detroit's team is that defensive line and the havoc that they can wreak, and, you know, being able to have those big guys in the middle, Ndamukong and Fairley, and, you know, they're about 8-9 deep on that defensive line. And then, you know, that's just inside. You got the edge rushers, the guys that are going to be hunting Romo, you know, all week, all night long. Mm-hmm. And it's a game, at least for me as a former defensive lineman, knowing what kind of goes on down there in the trenches, I'm looking forward to this one. I mean, I think it's going to be a great game. Do I know what's going to happen, you know, at the end? No. I mean, you know, you're talking NFL games, you know, flip a coin for the most part. You know, most games are decided by, you know, 5 or less points. So, you know, to think one way or the other, I mean, they're both kind of loaded with talent on both sides of the ball, and I'm excited to watch it.
Okay, well, how far do you think the Cowboys can go? I mean, can they make it to the Super Bowl? Because this is a team that has a lot of momentum, and truly the Cowboys, they are one of the great stories in the NFL. I mean, a lot of folks anticipated that they're going to have another 8-8 finish at the start of the year. That was the projections.
Yeah, this is the thing. I mean, at this point now, anybody can either lose their first playoff game or they can win the Super Bowl. I mean, the Carolina Panthers, my old team.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they win the conference, and, you know, with a losing record, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they're playing as good as anybody. I mean, on defense, you know, what they did in Atlanta last week and, you know, shutting down Matt Ryan and that offense, and you know, Cam Newton seems to be healthy, and you know, the car accident maybe is a thing of the past, but at this point right now, it's really anybody's game. It's a whole new season, and what you did prior in, you know, the 16 weeks doesn't really mean anything at this point.
Hey, Jason Peter is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It is our weekly Under the Helmet segment. Of course, Jason is joining us on our Stewart Cadillac guest line and also SCORE, the Athletes Network. There is no offseason at SCORE at score.com. Okay, so Jason Peter, we have not talked about the great Johnny Manziel in quite some time, and he addresses the media about throwing that party. He says it is 100% false. Does his excuses, do they matter anymore?
No, I don't think in the eyes of the public. It's just people are, at this point, they're saying, see, told you so. And is it fair? You know what? The NFL is not fair. And it's what have you done for me lately? And Johnny Manziel hasn't done anything for them lately or ever. You know, that's just the reality of it. I mean, when people start talking about, is he even going to be back for, you know, another year, you know, that may be a little premature, but it's an indication of the, you know, the feeling. I mean, he was, I think, looked at least from Cleveland fans as, you know, here, you know, we got LeBron and now we got, you know, Johnny Football and, you know, our world is complete now. And you couldn't be farther, I think, from the truth. You know, I'm sure Cleveland fans maybe wish, you know, he'd go back to Texas A&M for another year. You know, look, the reality is most quarterbacks don't succeed coming out of college as seniors, let alone, you know, when you cut back 1 year, the chance of success, I think, goes down dramatically. Now, when you go back 2 years, I mean, I don't know. I can't, you know, when I think redshirt sophomores that came out, you think Todd Marinovich, you know, he's the one that sticks out, I think, yep, in most people's head. You know, most redshirt sophomores don't get an opportunity to come out and be drafted in the first round. But there's a reason why most at least stay till their junior year, because you're not mature enough, number one, to handle what comes along with being, you know, the face of a franchise, a quarterback in the NFL, and you know, you're also not mature enough to handle being on your own and having that kind of money and you know, having to make smart decisions, and you know, he's kind of mark the box on all of those when you're talking about Johnny Manziel.
Well, you just have to wonder, will this perception, will it ever go away? He's obviously such a big part of the team's identity. And just give me a quick hitter, or Jay, I mean, who do you think can help him change?
Oh, you know, it's hard to say. I don't know who Cleveland, I mean, Cleveland's got some issues too. I mean, you talk about, you know, Josh Gordon. He's somebody who, you know, probably doesn't help Johnny Manziel. You know, usually the guys that are out running, you know, every night out on the streets and doing things that they shouldn't do, they kind of find each other in a locker room. You know, it's pretty easy to sniff out those guys, and if you're looking for it, you know, it will be there, especially as an NFL player. And he's going to have to make the decision up himself. You know, it's really, I don't want to say it's like being an alcoholic or a drug addict where, you know, it doesn't matter who you surround yourself with. Ultimately, it's got to be you that makes that decision. But in a lot of ways, it is in terms of him. And I'm not calling him an alcoholic or anything, but just in terms of the commitment mm-hmm. part. If you don't want to do it yourself, then it doesn't matter. You could have, you know, the greatest guy in the world, the greatest mentor in the world, living, sleeping, breathing with you, and they won't make a difference if you don't want to do it yourself.
That, of course, was Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. It is time to thank all of our outstanding guests in lineup. Christian Dyer with the Metro New York newspaper, Lee Klein with Slam Magazine, Steve Borstein with Fox Sports New Mexico, and Brian Jones with the CBS Sports Network. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. Happy New Year to all of you tuning in. The biggest and the best in sports every weekend right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.